is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's up, everybody? It's Masters of None. We're live here at the Blue Point Movember kickoff party. I'm Mike. With me is... I'm Mike. With me is... Mike.
Hi.
I'm Jay.
You're freezing. Sit down. You're making me nervous.
I'm so cold. I don't even want to sit down.
You're making me nervous. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Yeah. It's rainy and cold, but it doesn't matter because everybody's out here in full force, which is awesome. Kicking off Movember here at Blue Point. They've been doing it for a couple of years now, raising money for men's health awareness, cancer, mental health issues.
The camera shot is fantastic. It's your crotch.
Yeah, it's
and
you.
My
head. All right, I'll sit down.
Thank you.
No, there's like three people watching online right now.
It doesn't matter.
We are broadcasting live. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But we're here helping out. This is the first time we're ever doing Movember, and we're in a big tent right here, as we are when we do our Cask Fest shows, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, there you go.
There's less beer.
That's fine.
Than there is a Cask Fest, but it's still delicious. I'm drinking the Blue Point Wet Hop Pills. Cheers. What are you drinking?
What is it? The Wet Hop Hoptical?
Yeah, Wet Hot Hoptical with Amarillo.
Oh my God, this is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, three different
absolutely
Wet Hop beers
delicious
this year, which is, I think, a new record for Blue Point. So it's cool. We see a lot of friends here. We see Ethan and Michelle and Kurt from Blue Point, of course. Melissa's here. John's here. So shout out to them for coming out today. But yeah, everyone's getting their straight edge shaves going on from the Long Island Barber Institute.
If I could, and if you're watching online, you're going to see this. These are some lovely pieces of artwork that Jay picked up. He was talking about. This is, if I can describe it, it's a wolf
inside a dream catcher. It's a wolf catcher.
It's a wolf catcher, guys. So this makes things manly. As manly as manly can be for Movember, which is follows up Rocktober. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, Rocktober right into Movember.
Right into Movember.
And, of course, two for Tuesdays throughout.
Right. And then Manuary comes up after December. I don't know.
Yeah, I was driving by, and I saw this, like, sidewalk art show, and I guess it had been over. It was a Monday, and it was just free artwork.
Yeah.
And I saw these awesome collection of eagles and freedom.
This is fantastic.
And wolves and moose.
This is what you find at a Sheetz. At a truck stop in the middle of PA on Route 80.
You would think I stole them from a Motel 6 room.
Oh, wait, this was only $2? Get out of here.
Yeah, so we're going to either give those away or do some sort of an auction or something later on.
Something fun.
But I don't know about you, Mike, but for me, this is the first time doing Movember. I think it's first time for you, yeah?
Yeah, I've never done just a mustache. I've done the goatee, which is kind of like the fat man's camouflage.
Sure,
but
feel that.
Yeah, cool. But I've done that. What's that? Oh, look at
that. Now we know why Polaroid went out of business.
Yay! Wow, it's like Instagram in my hand.
That'd be a good keepsake if you were Peter Pan and you couldn't hold on to your shadow.
This is my Dorian Gray painting. Yeah. I'm putting this in my
Mike
attic.
Just got handed a super dark Polaroid.
That's great.
That's fantastic. You should autograph that and give it back to him. Thank you, Ethan. So Movember, if you're not familiar, for those listening, saying, what the fuck is Movember? I said a bad word. Sorry. I got everyone's attention, though. So Movember is where it kind of started, I don't know, like 5 years ago about. It's kind of gaining momentum. Guys are encouraged to shave their face completely on November 1st and grow a mustache throughout November to kind of raise conversation about men's health issues. There's a lot of charities involved. I know Livestrong, the Prostate Cancer Foundation, a couple other ones as well. But basically, you raise money over the course of November. 4th of November. My tongue is numb because it's so cold out here.
All right, I'm standing up because you're...
Yeah, sorry, I know it's weird.
It is very weird.
master of crotch shots on the internet.
Go. Jesus.
So guys grow their mustaches through November to raise, you know, awareness for men's health. People go, what the hell's with the mustache? And you go, oh, it's for Movember to raise money. It's for a good cause. And Blue Point was awesome enough to help us, to ask us to be a part of it.
Yep.
And who are we to deny them?
Yeah, and like I said, this is the first time that I'm going to actually have a straight-up mustache.
Me too, and I am not looking forward to
me
it.
Me neither. It's great.
Yeah. And this guy right here.
Terrible.
Come here, man. What's your name, dude?
Come here. Quick, we got it.
What's your name, man?
You got a spare mic right here.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
And Joe, you have a full beard and mustache, so now, there you go. So you're the opposite. You're probably dreading being clean shaven. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. I'm not doing it.
So you're not doing it. You're just here for support.
I'm just a local, and it's not gonna happen. I'm not taking it off.
You're as afraid of being clean shaven as I am of having a mustache.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, yes.
But for some guys, I think that's what it is. Like some guys have the mustache and are like, no way, I'm being clean shaven.
Right.
So it's like that first 2 weeks are the real like. Troubling times for them
because then it gets itchy, and then you're not used to that. You're not used to that itch.
That's the number one question I always get is, you know, isn't it so itchy? Why don't you shave this thing?
No, after a while it stops.
No, yeah, itch stops. You get past the half inch, you know, 3/4 inches,
and then you're good to go, right?
Yeah.
Are you here with anybody who is doing it?
Yeah. No, this is my buddy. He's not shaving either. He's like, he doesn't like the way he looks without facial hair. So,
see, any of us that has nothing and then just a mustache, we wouldn't be allowed near a school for the longest time.
Yeah. Well, just grow a mustache and lure a child into your van.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a terrible idea.
So I'm glad our first guest was somebody who's not participating. That was always a good choice. Thank you, John.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So let's get someone who is participating here. Kurt, woo!
Oh, man.
My vocal cords are now numb beyond recognition. Kurt Potter is here from Blue Point, the man who brought us here. How's it going, Kurt?
It's going all right, despite the weather. Good to see a pretty decent turnout here. I was a little worried, but it looks like we'll be okay.
Nah,
barbers are all getting warmed up, and
I'm about to get some of that hot shaving cream just shot right down my pants. Because that's how cold it is.
I think that's on the list of multiple uses on the back of the can, so you should be okay with that.
Yes. Shaving cream has a lot of uses. It's kind of like vinegar in that regard. You use vinegar for everything.
So you are doing it?
What year is this that Blue Point is in November? 3, 4?
This is our third year,
Third year? And you've done it every year,
I've done it every year.
You
actually
have to.
Well, my wife actually, my lovely wife Caroline over there actually.
Hi, Caroline. She's not listening.
She's
not much like most of the country.
I guess maybe, you know, growing up with Magnum PI or something, she appreciates and actually... I actually had to wear, after I had the killerest mustache at a Halloween party.
Killerest, is that a word?
Yeah, well, it is now. So I was Cochise from Beastie Boys Sabotage video, and I grew it out. You know, it was a real mustache. And then I got in trouble, and...
What do you mean you got in trouble?
Well, I don't know, I did something, it wasn't that bad.
It's another great, here's two shadows holding microphones. Thanks,
nice,
Ethan.
Nice photography work, Ethan.
But we know why Polaroid went out of business.
Yeah. Wow.
Is this supposed to be a flash?
It's digital, too.
It's a digital Polaroid? Are you kidding me?
You have your thumb in front of
the flash? That's like a 21st century dinosaur. That makes no sense.
No, it's not. That's a new digital and film, man. That's multifunctional.
All right. Anyway. But at least it's good to know it's just as useless as the original.
Well, yes. In that application, it is.
So how did you get in trouble by growing a mustache?
I don't remember why I was in trouble, but the long story short is... She made me keep the mustache after Halloween
for an entire
weekend. I had to go around town. We had to go to the city, everything with it for...
Wow.
You know.
See, that's the opposite. My wife is not going to come near me for the entire month.
Yeah, I had it for like a week, and I actually had a job interview, and I got the job.
Was it here?
No. Santa Madsen McLeod Advertising.
Were you a police officer?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. They were like, this guy's just crazy enough to be really creative, I guess, so we're going to hire him.
Was it an interview to be a wrestler?
Dude, no. It was none of those.
Was it an interview to be a gay man? No.
Sadly, I failed an interview. Sorry.
Those are the only three jobs you can get when you go into the interview with a mustache.
Wow. That's really, you narrowed it down. Anyway, while I'm here, if everyone could, I'm going to give the wristbands to you guys.
Okay.
Because we've got to, you know, mingle around and do some things.
That's a lot
of responsibility. So as people come in, Maybe you can make an announcement too that, you know, come see you guys and get the wristband and then sign up and all
you're
that.
You're making
and
it right now. In theory, they can hear
you. That's the announcement.
You,
right, no one seems to be paying attention.
If you're participating in Movember, you can come over and get a green wristband.
And you get your shirt too. We've got to bust those shirts out.
Shirt,
and make
shirts
sure everyone
as well,
gets their right, long sleeve shirt. All right?
Kurt's got a crate full of shirts in his garage he wants to get rid of. Right,
I do. They're going to be on eBay pretty soon. So. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you. Carry on.
All right. All right. So through the course of the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about the greatest mustache of all time.
Yes.
And I want to leave that open because as I knew we were going to be talking about mustaches in this episode, but when you say the greatest mustache of all time, do you go, is it the guy who's had the greatest mustache of all time, or is it the actual style of the mustache that's the greatest of all time?
Oh, that's a good question.
And does the man make the mustache, or does the mustache make the man?
Ooh. Sometimes you can say yes on one, sometimes you can say yes on the other side.
I'm like the Aristotle of mustache.
That is, wow, that is... if a mustache falls in the forest and no one's around, does anybody care? Hi, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, wow. Just look at here.
Oh,
know.
So it's that it's
there's a, it, you can
it's shaped
right there.
It's just funny. The frame makes it look like a Polaroid, but it's just printed out
right,
on regular paper. That's
right,
awesome.
This is for, oh man, this is
whoever, we should get promo pictures made up of that.
Ethan is by far the biggest hipster purchase I've ever seen in my entire life. A digital Polaroid camera. That's great.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. If you're listening, you're not going to know that.
Right.
So it's redundant, but we're hanging out here at Movember. It's Blue Point, Masters
of
None.
Well, also, to last thing before we go. We're going to be talking, like I said, you're going to be talking about best mustache of all time.
Yes. Do you have a mustache pick? Do you want to throw yours out there or not yet? You
no, not yet, not yet,
moment.
Not yet. Right. Not yet. But at the same time, I'm sure we'll put this on Facebook. Go out on our Facebook page, put your vote in for best mustache of all time. And, yeah, we'll talk about it in a little bit.
All right, we're back. And I just got my my straight-edge shave done, Michael.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks good. Looks good. You're holding a napkin to your chin.
A little nick, but to be fair, like, shaving my chin is like trying to shave Mount Everest if it was divided in half by the Grand Canyon. So it's my own fault.
You do have a protruding chin.
Oh, God, dude. It's ridiculous.
It's nice.
My chin, like, makes Jay Leno's feel inappropriate. Or just sad. I also appreciate you playing not Stuck in the Middle with You from Reservoir Dogs, but the other one from Reservoir Dogs,
yes,
which did send fear down my spine while I did have the straight edge to my face.
It was either that or the Godfather theme. I wasn't sure. You can get whacked like Mo Green.
Well, to be fair, it's also not the first time I've had a blade stuck to my throat in a parking lot. So, I had a little extra, you know, a little extra experience.
I might have got to grab my switch. Yeah, so everybody's getting shaved. This is awesome. You got, what is it, like three chairs lined up, people lined up?
Yeah, you got four chairs going
four
at
chairs
once. We've got a pit bull. We've got beer. We've got razor blades.
We need...
It doesn't sound like a good mix, but it is.
We need ribs.
Ribs?
Yeah. This is like a barbecue waiting to happen, man.
I feel like it's almost like a scene from Roadhouse.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
It really is.
Have you ever gotten a straight edge shave before?
No. Well, no. I've gotten one on a haircut where they like...
Oh, just the edges?
Like the edges,
oh,
yeah, and stuff. They, and
it's pretty cool. Like you can feel the wind blowing through your skin now. It's weird.
Yeah.
And I think the soul patch is gone too, which I've always had.
Right here. They got it.
A little under the
good
chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that probably going on like 15 years.
Wow.
So that's the first time that's been gone.
Wow, so you have like 80 blackheads underneath.
Yeah, yeah. Although I prefer the term German tickler to soul patch.
I prefer rhythm and blues patch. Soul.
All right, so you're up next, right?
I'm up next, yeah. I think. Yeah, right? They said me.
Right on.
At some point.
And
so,
one... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know if you wanted to throw out a couple of good mustaches. I've seen a couple, actually, of people that have some decent mustaches. That guy's friend had a decent mustache.
Oh, on the posters before on the wall here?
Yeah, a couple of stuff, and then...
Yeah, there's some inspiring collages, I should say, on the
That's
wall.
That's good. The Flanders. Ned Flanders, I like that.
Ned Flanders is awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the proper names for them. I've always been confused. Which one is the handlebar? Is it the one that curls up, or is it the one that goes down like Hulk Hogan's?
Hulk Hogan is the handlebar.
Hulk Hogan's the handlebar?
Hulk Hogan.
Then what's the curly one called?
That's the Raleigh Fingers.
That's not the Raleigh Fingers. I mean, Raleigh Fingers had one, but anybody know what that's called? What's the curly mustache called where it comes out and curls up with the wax? Curly mustache. See, he said that's handlebar. Then what's the Hulk Hogan handlebar called? No, that's not. That's a Fu Manchu. But does it have to come that's off the face to be the Fu Manchu? Joe Namath had the. So why isn't it called the Joe Namath then?
There's a mustache you can set your watch to.
What do you know? What you're gonna go for in your mustache?
The cowboy.
What is the cowboy? Explain that one.
The cowboy's just kind of a generic, regular, you know, mustache just kind of goes out, you know.
Regular to the end of the mouth, thick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the cowboy?
That's the cowboy.
The caterpillar? What's that? Just like a thinner? That's Flanders is a caterpillar? Right on.
Anybody going Charlie Chaplin? I'll keep it PG.
You mean the Hitler? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. The Michael Jordan?
What is the name of that, for real? Because it can only be called the Hitler mustache, I think. But what was it called before Hitler had it, or did he invent it? Charlie Chaplin had it first.
Was it BH? It was the BH mustache before Hitler.
So Hitler was just a huge fan of Charlie Chaplin? Is that what happened?
No. No, he...
Perhaps people will find me more amusing with this mustache.
I actually know the answer to why he had that mustache.
Why? Tell me.
Because...
Enlighten us.
He got mustard gassed in World War I, and the mask didn't fit him properly because of his... He had a longer mustache. So he decided to shave the sides so his mask would fit.
Really?
That's absolutely the truth. I don't know if anybody watched...
Fun fact!
Did anybody watch the World Wars on Discovery Channel? Nobody watched that? Come on.
Who watches TV? I don't even own a TV.
History Channel? Nobody watches History Channel? Or as I call it, the Hitler Channel?
How about you pick up a book with facts in it, Mr. TV?
Words left to right.
So we got a nice crowd here. Does anybody have plans for like a really awesome mustache that they're going to grow? Look at this guy, clean shaven. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking of trying the John Waters, like that really thin pencil mustache that's really weird and creepy.
Oh, that is so creepy.
Is there a name for that? Is that a pencil?
The pencil, yeah.
That's a pencil mustache. Pencil. What does it go? Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett has that?
No, the Jimmy Buffett song. Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett has a song about a pencil-thin mustache.
Pencil-thin mustache, okay.
I'm going to stick with the cheeseburger song. I think I prefer that. Less creepy.
You have to have an accent, though, when you have that mustache, or else people are not going to take you seriously.
What kind of accent? Like a Baltimore accent?
Kind of like who said, Ricky Ricardo? Somebody said that?
Oh, yeah. It is sort of a Spanish-y type of thing, right?
Yeah. Now we dance.
Where's Lucy Ball?
Yeah. So I'm up. Do you have a pick though for we want to go some of the picks of some of the best mustaches ever?
Oh yeah, who? What's the best mustache of all time?
Somebody have a pick for a best mustache ever?
I like the Salvador Dali, man. That's insane. Like you have like a mustache that goes up to your eyeballs, but it's really thin and like wiry
and wispy.
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 Will Wheaton's wispy mustache.
Wispy mustache.
Raleigh Fingers is classic. It's
Raleigh
hard to
Fingers.
Beat.
I like the Raleigh Fingers mustache because it's called the Raleigh Fingers. And he does still have it.
Does he really? What about the Iron Sheik?
Maintain that sucker.
The Iron Sheik kind of has a Raleigh Fingers mustache.
He does have a Raleigh Fingers mustache. I also dig, you can't go without saying like Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck is classic.
Tom Selleck's mustache is ridiculous.
To me, Tom Selleck begs the question though, does the man make the mustache, or does the mustache make the man?
Well,
would Tom Selleck be as awesome as he was and is without that mustache? Because you've seen him without it. He looks just weak.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. With the mustache, he was in Magnum P.I.
Right.
Without the mustache, he was in Friends.
Oh.
So, there you go. Maybe the mustache makes the man.
I feel like Tom Selleck without a mustache is basically Jennifer Aniston.
Basically, you know, Jennifer.
Essentially.
Yes. Tom Selleck's just following around Brad Pitt, trying to get back together with him. Right. Brad, give me another chance.
But could you imagine some celebrities without a mustache? Like, what would Hulk Hogan be without a mustache?
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Good call.
Who are some of the famous people with mustaches? I mean,
what about Clark Gable without a mustache?
Clark Gable.
Humphrey Bogart.
Did they both? No, without one. Without one, Clark Gable looks like him. There you go. You got it. Took a minute. You got it.
What is some?
Who?
Gravy catcher.
Gravy catcher?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
What, the Soul Patch is a gravy catcher? David Crosby. He's got, I mean, without it, he would not look like a walrus, I think.
No.
He would just look like a seal.
David Crosby, without a mustache, looks like he should work at a video store.
What about Weird Al Yankovic without a mustache? He would look like Sideshow Bob.
Well, he does. I've seen him shave it a couple times. He does.
Have you really?
Sideshow Bob, yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley, says John, the audience.
Wilford Brimley's a great one.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that the other day. Kevin Smith just shaved.
Oh, yeah. That is weird.
That's odd. He looks like a baby.
Yeah, he does.
What about somebody like Billy Dee Williams?
Oh.
Huh? It's Colt 25.
Colt 22 and a half.
Zappa?
Oh, Zappa's
Frank
a good
Zappa
one.
Without a mustache. That's weird. Yeah. Justin Bieber. Yeah.
He would look like Justin Bieber? Totally.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Jesus.
Theodore he would look like Aloysius Roosevelt.
He would look like FDR without it.
He would. He looked like every elephant he ever shot in the middle of the woods.
Bully.
Yeah.
Who's that on the bottom with the bald head? Is that G. Gordon Liddy? Because he's almost got a Hitler stash.
Yeah.
Anybody know who that is? Steve Martin. Steve Martin with a mustache?
Steve Martin with a mustache?
Oh, Jesus. Just pull that off and throw it away now.
Jesus.
Terrible.
You got Borat over there.
That's a good one.
I see Borat mustache.
Without it, he'd look like, who was the other
Freddie
movie
Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. That's a good one. Is it Hall or Oates? It's Oates who has the mustache.
Oates
here.
With the mustache, yes. Yes.
Are Oates, I like Oates. Do you like him more as a musician or more as a producer from the Howard Stern Show?
I like him more as a serial.
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson without a mustache looks weird. Looks very weird, actually.
Have you ever seen him without a mustache?
Zach Galifianakis, another one. Yeah.
Yeah?
Ron Swanson, the only time I've ever seen him without a mustache was at the same time he had cornrows in his hair.
Cornrows?
Yeah.
What was that for?
It was an episode of Parks and Rec.
An episode of what?
Episode of Parks and Rec.
Oh, on Parks and Rec?
Yeah,
cornrows?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. I got to pee and get another beer, so let's take a break.
Yep, we'll take a break.
Don't forget, if you just come and you don't have your wristband yet, if you're signed up for your shave, sign up for the shave. Come over and get your wristband. That'll get you the free beer and stuff. And then after you get your shave, come over and get your T-shirt as well. Welcome once again to Movember. Jay and Mike here from Masters of None. You check out our podcast. Woo! One person wooed us. That's good. Making progress. If you haven't signed up yet, you can come on over. If you're going to be participating, you get yourself a green wristband, which will entitle you to all the benefits, and you sign up for your shave. Once you get your shave, you come over here, you get your T-shirt, and you are on your way. The end-of-month party will come up later.
29th.
The 29th, yeah. And 29th. The top earner, I think, wins the TV that you're looking at over there, which is pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. It actually connects. It's via Wi-Fi. Connects to the Wi-Fi, and it was an LED, I think, right?
Yeah,
LED
not the best screen. Demonstration of the Wi-Fi connection, but yes, it does do that, too. And we've got some sweet stuff to give away, too. All this fantastic artwork that's really, really awesome. I feel like we should give away some of it.
We could do that.
Before we do that,
yeah,
let's talk about, say, the greatest mustache style of all time.
Style?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, honestly, if you're going to go style... We said it before, Rolly Fingers is fantastic. Just because, A, it's named after him, the style of mustache.
Right.
And B...
It's not, though. That's a handlebar. It's not named the Rolly Fingers.
I'm calling it the Rolly... Yes, it's the one that twirls up.
See, even God just got mad at you and shook the whole tent for calling it the Rolly Fingers.
It's a...
This guy angered the mustache gods.
It's a Rolly Fingers.
It's not. It's the handlebar.
No. I'm right. Yep. Thank you.
This guy says it is the Raleigh Fingers.
It's the Raleigh Fingers. It's the only one where it twirls up. Snidely Whiplash is the only one. Yeah. That other one that has.
So you're saying Raleigh Fingers would tie up girls to a railroad
track?
To the train tracks. And Dudley Do-Right would have to come rescue them. Is that how it happened?
I'll save you.
Also known as the 10th inning.
That was a slider.
For me personally, I feel like this Salvador Dali is the greatest.
So then that's the exact same. That's
I don't even
know.
It defies gravity. How do you beat a mustache like that? It goes from your nose to your ear in like half a centimeter's worth of hair. It's like magic.
Yeah. That does defy gravity. That is definitely.
How does that even work?
I don't know. But what about like somebody like Orville Redenbacher? Or no, not Orville Redenbacher.
What?
Not Orville Redenbacher.
I think you're confusing mustaches with bolo ties.
I am.
Oh no, he didn't have a bolo.
The colonel. I'm thinking of the colonel.
He basically had like the breast cancer ribbon, but around his collar, like, and black.
That's terrible breast cancer ribbon.
Did he even have a mustache? No, he just had a goatee, like the beard.
No,
he had like a white beard.
The colonel?
Yeah.
The colonel had a mustache.
He did? I think he had a goatee. Yeah, it was a goatee, the colonel.
No, hold on, I'll bring it up.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong. What's your name, man?
Here. Brendan.
Brendan, so you got the clean shave?
Oh, incredibly
straight
clean.
Straight edge. Yeah, it's like perfect.
Ernest. Ernest was my barber.
Ernest?
He's been doing it for 5 months. He did a great job.
Ernest Goes Straight Edge is my favorite movie from the Ernest series.
And he puts this lemon stuff on when it's all over.
Yeah.
To re-nourish the removed
layer of
skin.
What is that stuff, right? You got the little face massage thing?
Yeah, that too.
That's fantastic. What is that?
It's called...
What is it? Lemon cream?
Yeah.
He removed... I got to introduce lemon cream to my wife.
Yeah. It's...
Well, I don't know about that.
Wife, like, lemon cream. Lemon cream, wife.
As I told Ernest, I feel like going 12 rounds with Joe Frazier right about now.
Yeah, dude. You look great. You look like you're ready to...
Strong. I'm feeling on top of the world.
I like the smell. It smells like spousal abuse.
What?
Hold on.
It has
there,
this like
chief.
Distinct like Radio Flyer, like the king from Radio Flyer smell.
It felt like eucalyptus-y.
Did you say spousal abuse?
I did. Yeah.
Is eucalyptus-y a word?
I felt like mixing with like a little Bacardi on the rocks, and I'd be all.
Yeah, it smelled like cocktails.
Oh man!
But you look great, man. You ready for your T-shirt? You got one, all right? You got your T-shirt?
Yes, my third year on the team.
Oh, right on. How much money did you earn last year?
Like $450.
$450? That's not too shabby. I heard the top earner gets like this big screen TV, but earn like
$10,000.
Yeah, like $10,000. Is that right, Elise?
Elise.
Kurt earned the
10
most
grand
last year.
Was the guy that earned
who was
the most
top
last
earner last year?
$10,000
was the top earner last year.
Yeah, we're going to push the envelope this year.
That's ridiculous.
We're feeling strong, man.
I don't understand, raising $10,000 just for growing a mustache. That's terrible.
Well, because it's a good cause, friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess it's a good cause.
He does. Also, he owns Google. I don't know if you knew that.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're psyched, man. So thank you.
Did you get shaven today? Yeah. You look nice and clean shaven as well. What's your name, man?
My name's Howie.
Hand that to Howie real quick.
My name's Howie. And the reason I'm doing this also is because my brother-in-law is diagnosed with
prostate cancer.
And
right on.
He's suffering through it, and also my neighbor. So this... kind of hits hard to my heart.
Right. So you're it really.
It's my third year doing this.
It's your third year too. Yeah. So you were doing it before even it would really hit close to home, which is great.
It's my beautiful daughter. She's raising funds also.
So what's your daughter's name?
You have an awesome mustache.
Hi, daughter. What's your name?
I'm Jamie.
So Jamie, grab that. Just hold it real close to your mouth. So most people don't know that ladies can also participate in Movember, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So you just basically raise funds for the most part. You just get people to sponsor.
Yep. I try to promote as much as possible. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
And the wrap-up party, you get to wear a mustache.
And I get to wear a mustache at the end, so it's a lot of fun.
What kind of mustache do you wear?
A fake one, Mike.
No. Yeah.
The handlebar mustache.
Handlebar. And by handlebar, you mean the one that curls up or the one that goes down?
No, the one that curls up.
The one that curls up. See, yes. I don't understand. I've never ridden any sort of bike or anything that had handlebars that actually curl up at the end. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So why is it called the handlebar mustache?
I'm not really sure, but I like the look of it, so.
Because imagine you buy, like, a new motorcycle, and then the mustache, and then the handlebars are, like, look like a curly mustache.
I think that would be
Who would buy
sweet.
That? Nobody.
I would.
You would? Wouldn't that be the weirdest thing of all time?
That'd be a
People
are
like, what
motorcycle.
The hell's up with the handlebars? Oh, that's mustache style.
Yeah.
This is the new Harley mustache.
Mustache style.
Nobody.
I think that's on the secret menu at In-N-Out Burger, actually. Mustache style.
I've got to trim my handlebars every yeah. 2 days.
That's the weirdest thing.
Otherwise, my hands
No one's off. Ever seen handlebars that make a curly Q no. thing at the end. Why do these handlebars on my mustache feel all waxy? Well, that's how you keep the metal to keep that nice bend. It doesn't make any sense. All right. Well, thank you for participating. So, ladies, thank the real you. Lesson here is ladies can participate too.
Yes.
Go to us.movember.com, type in Blue Point in the search menu, join Team Blue Point, and you can help raise some funds and win some sweet prizes here at Blue Point too. Masters of None are also on there. You can donate to us if you don't want to participate as well. And it all goes for a good cause, too,
yes.
to raise money for men's cancer and health awareness. So do it now.
Yep.
We'll be right back in a little while, Masters of None. Should we give away some artwork?
Hey, 50% off on $1. Hey, what is it? $1? What
it's
do you
a
say?
Painting.
$1?
It's a painting pickup on truck. It's painted red, white, and blue. It says freedom. Can I get $2 for the freedom pickup? $2 for the freedom pickup. Do I hear
$2,
one? I got one.
$2
right here. We got $3. $3 for the freedom pickup truck.
$1.
$1. $1. We're going down. It's a reverse auction now. $1. $1. $1. Go once. Go twice.
So $1.
$1.
Beautiful.
Pickup truck. Painted red, white, and blue. It's all about freedom. $1 sold.
Napa knew how.
Well done. What did we raise? Like $11?
$11.
$11. This is the greatest art auction of all time.
We have a couple more pieces. I believe that is a Chester Van Gogh.
Is this what it feels like to work on a cruise ship? There's foghorns and shitty artwork.
And leghorns.
And free beer.
And a wolf and a dream catcher.
Cruises don't have free beer. They have like $10 Budweisers. You might want to get up, man, take a look. I know you're comfy in that recliner, but there's a lot of...
He
got the Marlin.
He's got his fish.
So sorry. All right, we'll do the next auction in about 10 minutes.
Sure.
We'll give you guys time to give your checkbooks a little relaxation time.
Take out them pens.
Get your checkbook.
Get your checkbook. Masters of None coming back at you. That was Mayor Hawthorne right there with a little ship's passing in the night. Live from the Blue Point Brewery here for Movember. Everybody kind of finishing up, getting shaved. I saw Kurt over there. Is Kurt getting shaved right now?
Yeah, he is.
Kurt's getting shaved, man. We got, what's your name, sir?
What's your name, man?
Steve.
You got to talk into the mic, Steve.
Oh, Steve, sorry.
Hi, Steve. Steve came in here with, he had a nice
had a
facial hair. A goatee.
Goatee, right? And you've said you've had a mustache for how long?
It's been 30 years since my, under my nose has been seen the light of day.
Wow.
Okay. 30 years you've had a mustache.
30 years. My children have never seen me without a mustache.
Oh, my God.
They're 22 and 20, and they've never seen me without a mustache.
All right. Well, at least they're old enough to not call the cops on you. So that's good. Does it feel weird? Has your upper lip felt this free before?
My face feels cold, and I was happy that the gentleman that worked on me wasn't named Sweeney Todd.
Yes, that's a good thing, too. There's no meat pies being made out of you right now.
Good reference.
Yeah, well,
nice.
If we were on Fleet Street right now, I wouldn't have done this.
More right Sweeney on. Todd references. Go!
So, this is your first time obviously participating since you've been 30 years without a mustache, right?
It is, and Kurt Potter's been chasing me down for the last two to get me to do this. So, he's in the
both.
Chair right now going through what I just went through, but he's more brave. He did it last year, too.
He's not more brave at all. He's less brave. You've 30 years without a mustache. What year was it when you got the mustache? Do the math for me, because I'm not very good at that.
Well, 80? I think I shaved it off for a cruise that my wife and I went on in 1983, so somewhere around 31 years now.
You look a lot younger. I just saw the before and after there. Have you seen that yet or no? Look at that.
You do look a lot younger.
You're like, oh, there's me in 1990.
Holy Toledo, Ohio.
Can I ask you a question?
You do look good, man, right? This is your daughter right here?
Oh, this is your daughter. Wow.
She, yeah.
Oh, you're not.
No, she's
that's, you're his daughter. Okay. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
I am so proud of you. You have absolutely no idea.
Thanks, Jamie. I feel like I shaved off 10 or 20 years.
You do, dude. You look great, man. You look like you're like 35 years old right now.
Can I ask you a question? What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Steve.
Steve. I'm going to ask you a question. Did you, when you met your wife, did you have a mustache?
I did, actually. It was not quite as Teddy Roosevelt as it was just before it got shaved off. Right. But
so wait, your wife has never seen you without a mustache?
No, she has.
Oh, she has. Okay.
I was going to say, do you think she's going to love you anymore?
We're married 31 years, so I hope that the love is still there.
Yeah, right. So wait, it was right in the beginning where she saw you without it?
No, actually, I shaved it off 2 years after we met. I shaved it off for a cruise that we went on.
Okay.
Boy, and, that was a policy of the cruise ship?
No, I don't remember why I shaved it off. I just did. And there's only one photograph of me without the mustache from the cruise. It was the captain's dinner night, and we were all dressed up. And
okay.
That's come the only enjoy a Royal Caribbean cruise. No mustaches.
No mustaches allowed. This is Disney, damn it.
My daughter.
Yeah, look at this. You got all the younger ladies already hitting on you.
Seriously.
Man. It's been like 3 seconds, and already the ladies are flocking to you.
Well, I'm sure there are guys that have made as big a commitment as I made, but...
Nope.
No.
not at all.
No, I think you're the champion.
You
right
are the head honcho.
Here's another thing, too. Do me a favor. Give me a big smile. Give me a big smile. Big smile. Okay, so... That's the other thing, too. Sometimes mustaches hide a world of hurt on these top teeth.
But that's
you're
true.
Good. You're in a good spot. Man. You're in a good spot.
You're obviously not British.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth at least once a week.
Nice. Very good. Well, thank you for doing it, man. How much what's your goal? Do you have a target goal on how much you're going to raise?
I don't know. I hope people are putting money in the jar at the bar right now because of this.
Yeah. Right on.
You have two daughters?
No, I have a daughter, a 22-year-old daughter, and a 20-year-old son.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying right now. I think both of your kids combined at least should give $100.
Combined. Well, here's what you do.
I think we could work that out.
The fact that their father has never seen without a mustache, raise some money for Steve here, because that's amazing.
But here's what you do. You go up to your kids... Stick your finger in their back like it's a gun and be like, if you ever want to see your father again, you better give me $100. And I'd be like, all right, weird guy with no mustache.
That looks kind of like my dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that. Yeah, we'll see how that goes over.
Seriously, $100 from your kids. That's you know.
Minimum for never having seen you without a mustache.
That's the goal.
I will donate towards you.
Oh, yeah, Jamie said she'll donate $100.
Atta girl, Jamie.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Steve. Thank you for joining the team.
Thank you, guys. Thanks very much.
You look great, dude.
Woo! Good job.
All right. So we need to determine the greatest mustache of all time before we wrap it up here.
Okay. All right.
And do we want to pick the greatest guy with a mustache or just the greatest mustache style?
I want a guy with a mustache, honestly.
Who is the best man with a mustache of all time?
Billy D. Works every time.
He is Lando Calrissian.
He is. He saved the rebellion, damn it.
Who would not be where they are, though, without a mustache?
Tom Selleck would not
Tom
be
Selleck
where he is.
Tom Selleck probably wouldn't be where he is without a mustache.
Absolutely.
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders would not be.
He would just be Homer Simpson with hair.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Who else would not be even famous without a mustache, though? Raleigh Fingers. He was a great pitcher, though. Isn't he a Hall of Famer?
How about Dennis Eckersley?
Dennis Eckersley? Reggie Jackson would look weird without a mustache.
Yeah, he would.
But he'd still be Mr. October, I think.
He would be. Yeah.
Hillary Clinton would look weird without a mustache. Hillary Clinton would look weird without a mustache.
Hillary Clinton would look weird without a mustache. This is too hard, man.
I wish I had a rim shot sound for that one. Really.
Where's the soundboard when you need it?
Right here. Here you go. Wait.
Yeah, right on time. What's that? Burt Reynolds? What about... Oh, we didn't even talk about Burt Reynolds. Oh, my God.
In Deliverance? In Deliverance?
What, he didn't have a mustache in Deliverance?
Wait, Burt Reynolds is in Deliverance?
Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey is the Bandit.
What about later year Jackie Gleason, though?
Oh, with the
speaking of Smokey and the Bandit. No, that doesn't even count. The only good Gleason is Honeymooners Gleason, as far as I'm concerned.
The only good Gleason is Honeymooners Gleason. I don't want to hear it.
Charlie Chaplin without a mustache?
I think Charlie Chaplin would... He would just be freaking that other guy who's known Harold something or other. Who's that other silent movie star guy? Harold Lloyd.
Harold Lloyd?
Right?
On the arms of the clock.
Or,
yeah.
Or Lloyd Harold. Your choice.
Lloyd Harold. What about Lloyd Bridges? I think Charlie Chaplin would not be Charlie Chaplin. Or would the Charlie Chaplin mustache not exist without Charlie Chaplin?
I like Burt Reynolds. I'm saying Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, greatest mustache of all time.
But I think Tom Selleck even.
I'm
but
going Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds didn't even do anything without a mustache. The Is that why he's better?
The great Burt Reynolds-Tom Selleck debate of 2014 has begun.
What about Albert Einstein?
Wait, hang on.
Tom Selleck. Yeah, absolutely.
Without Burt Reynolds, there would be no Tom Selleck.
Absolutely.
Which came first, the Burt Reynolds or the Tom Selleck?
If I ever buy a boat, I'm calling it Boat Reynolds.
Boat Reynolds.
That's funny. What about Albert Einstein's mustache?
Albert Einstein is a good one. But it's not, I don't know. He would still be Einstein without the mustache.
Custer?
General Custer had a mustache.
I got one. General Ambrose A. Burnside.
Oh, that's a good one.
The namesake of the sideburn, who had a mustache that connected to his sideburn.
That is awesome.
Did you spill?
Somebody did. Somebody spilled a beer.
You spilled. This is beer against this electrical equipment. That's
I don't know, dude. This is too close to call. This may be the hardest debate we've ever had.
Well, Here's my 2 cents. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mastersofnone, and put your vote in. Put your vote in for greatest mustache of all time. I'm saying Burt Reynolds. I'm making a stand. I'm making a stand at Burt Reynolds. That's my court. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a poll. Burt Reynolds or Tom Selleck? If you're team Burt Reynolds, just raise your hand or make some noise. It's like three people.
Yeah, I like it. They're loud people, though.
Wait, what did I say for that one? Burt Reynolds or Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck. You said Burt Reynolds. Next time.
All right. If your team Tom Selleck, make some noise. That's one guy.
I win.
Sam Elliott.
Hey!
Sam Elliott. That's who you were talking about? What are the odds on that?
Thank you so much.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Oh.
A.K.A. the guy at the end of Big Lebowski.
That is a hell of a mustache.
He is great.
You know what kind of mustache it is? That's one of those mustaches that you can't hear the person talk. Like, he just...
You just stare at their mustache.
It just moves. It just has no other... It looks like a party favor when he sneezes.
Wait a minute. I'll throw another monkey wrench into it. Groucho Marx.
Oh
shit. That's a fake mustache that has to be considered as the best mustache.
That's fake, though.
That's my vote. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott?
But what about Groucho? I think Groucho had a real one at one point, and then he just started painting it on.
Painting it on, yeah, that doesn't count.
But yet, you could buy the glasses with the nose and a fake mustache attached for Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Or Jamie Hyman from
Mythbusters.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's good, but that's been done so many times. He's like, he's modern day past version of mustaches.
Who would win in a fight? Burt Reynolds.
John Lennon.
Sam Elliott was in Roadhouse. Oh, that's a good point, actually. Good point.
What?
Win in a fight, Sam Elliott, because Sam Elliott was in Roadhouse. But Sam Elliott got killed in Roadhouse. Burt Reynolds never got killed in a movie.
That's what I said right there. For the 1 minute he's in Big Lebowski.
Darkness washed over.
That's the only way most people in this day know him. This is too hard to call, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to end the show without determining the greatest mustache of all time for once ever.
Go to our Facebook page and vote.
But we have to pick a winner, don't we?
We got
to
pick one?
Before we leave here?
Yeah. Oh.
It's too hard.
We had a lot for Burt Reynolds, though. I'm still sticking with Burt Reynolds. I'm sticking with Burt Reynolds.
This is too tough.
Huh? Debbie Reynolds. That's not right.
I feel like I want to just do a samurai like Harry Kiri and just fucking kill myself and not have it.
No! Give my
myself a sword, stab myself.
No,
in
no,
the
no,
stomach.
Not Harry Carey.
Oh my God.
Harry Carey.
Oh. There's the drive back in.
Harry Carey.
Oh, it's a double play. Anyway, thank the folks at Mike's Tavern.
No, not that Harry Carey.
For hooking us up with all the cold Budweiser.
He wants to know if we're going to pick a winner or a wiener.
Ugh.
Ugh. It's boring.
Ugh.
You're boring everybody. Ugh. Quit boring everyone.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
What?
Google says greatest mustache of all time is Teddy Roosevelt.
Sam Elliott wasn't Westerns, yeah.
Top 10, but who's top number 10. One is the question.
And what website is this?
If it's this not, is Wikipedia.
If it's not mustache.com.
Greatest mustaches of history.
If it's not mustache.com, I don't want to hear it.
This is impossible. Sam Elliott is a cowboy. We had Hitler, but Hitler, if
we
you pick
Hitler,
Hitler you
yeah.
got to pick Charlie Chaplin because he had
Chaplin
it first.
Yes.
I saw a picture
of
World War II, and he had a big mustache.
Thank you. I said that.
But then is it Raleigh Fingers then?
Thank you. I said that.
You did.
I was correct.
But does that make
history.
It the greatest
history.
Mustache of all
yeah.
time?
It's the most deadliest mustache ever.
It yes. is the deadliest, that's
it
for
is
sure.
The deadliest mustache ever.
That series will be on TLC next summer.
World's deadliest mustache.
Deadliest mustache. Mustache. It'll be narrated by Mike Rowe.
And I won't it.
These fishermen are fishing the Alaskan Sea for the greatest mustache of all time. This is too hard.
Okay, you got...
She's bringing up Huffington Post.
She,
I feel
oh
like we've
God,
jumped the shark.
Gee, Huffington, you know, Ariana Huffington knows nothing about
Freddie
mustaches.
Mercury comes up on Huffington Post.
Freddie Mercury rocked
you
harder
you can't
than...
say Freddie Mercury without saying John Oates.
Right.
And Baba Booey.
Right.
It's the same person.
Same person.
All three of them.
Different sexual preferences.
Wait, what about the deer from Motorhead? Lemmy?
Oh, Lemmy?
Yeah.
Lemmy's Hulk got
a,
Hogan. Has
that's a mole. I
Hulk
don't know if
Hogan
that's a
is iconic. Nietzsche. Nietzsche is Teddy Roosevelt.
What about
he's just a,
Stalin?
He's just a smarter Teddy Roosevelt.
What about Stalin's mustache?
This is ridiculous.
This is.
I don't think there's any way to determine the greatest mustache of all time.
Best political mustache, best sports
Errol
mustache,
Flynn.
Best freestyle
Ron
mustache.
Ron Burgundy.
Best musician mustache. I like that. I like that. Ron Burgundy's a good best fictitious
yeah,
mustache.
Yeah, we discussed John Waters earlier. There's just so many styles, it's impossible.
Yeah.
We just may have to make this the last episode of our show.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam? We didn't even come near that. That's ridiculous.
What about Super Mario?
What about Wario?
What about Wario?
Wario?
He has a lightning bolt mustache.
How could you do that? That's insane.
Nobody can grow that. Nobody will be able to grow
that's
that.
I think I'm going to grow the Wario for Movember.
That's a good idea. I'm going to do that.
Luigi's the same as Mario, though, isn't it?
Luigi and Mario's mustache.
Does one go down? No, I know that. It's his brother.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
It's the same mustache, but Wario, that's a whole nother level.
That's a lightning bolt on your face, sir. Right?
Yeah, Walter White's just kind of normal. It's Ned Flanders. That's something. What is that? Wyatt Earp? That's
wow.
like a down Raleigh Fingers.
Why, that is the tuberculosis mustache? I'll be your Huckleberry.
I don't know. I'm ready to just give up.
Oh, man, this is too hard. We should bail.
This is ridiculous. You can't. There's no way to do it. There's no way to determine the greatest mustache. I don't know.
Do you automatically disqualify any mustache that connects to sideburns?
No, I feel like that gets bonus points.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. that's like...
So, Bill Murray in Royal Tenenbaums?
His mustache connected to his sideburns?
Correct.
In Royal Tenenbaums? Did it really?
Correct.
Have you seen Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback?
Or Patrick Fitzryan? That old gag?
He's got the beard, too, but his chin strap covers it, and he looks like he should be, like, shooting one at a time. Playing music now?
Yeah.
What happened?
I said a bad joke. Threw that in there.
All right.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't think we can determine a winner.
No.
This is the first time ever we've not determined a winner.
It's too hard.
No matter how unfair the decision might be.
Fantastic mustaches. You got some great ones, though.
I think for
culmination. We should.
We have to do categories.
Categories.
Best mustaches in a category.
I say we do scategories. Forget it. Pick a letter and then pick a mustache. That's it. Let's do it.
It's impossible.
You know what? Here's the idea. Here's my idea. Since Art's not here, okay, he can go ahead and listen to this show, and then he can come up with his vote.
Whatever he picks wins.
Yeah, I'll defer
to
Art.
For sheer like amazingness, I would say Yosemite Sam. But then again, it's not real. But if you have a mustache that goes down to your waist,
that's
pretty badass. That's true. He was short.
He is 2 foot
Caroline
six.
Caroline says
he is 2 foot six.
But now we're I don't know.
All right, we're gonna have Art vote, but also you guys vote on our website, facebook.com/mastersandone. Vote for the best mustache of all time.
Or add mastersandone. Twitter. We're gonna wait and see what Art says, and we'll tell you on the next episode.
That sounds good.
So many good mustaches. Thank you for the applause.
Thank you.
Go to us.movember.com. Donate to us, Masters of None. You'll find us on there. Just search it. We're part of Team Blue Point. And donate the money. Thanks to the Long Island Barber Institute. Thanks to everybody who came out today. And
nice
hopefully
job.
We raise
Very
a
nice
ton
job.
Of money. Ton
Very
of
nice
movie.
Job.
Thank you guys. Oh my God!
God, that's a terrible.
Someone here just showed us a mustache. It's a
connected to nipples.
The Hulk Hogan that goes down to the chest hair and then around the nipples. Oof! I vote for that. I don't know about you. How can you beat that?
It looks like a treble clef. That's
ridiculous. It looks like terrible. Someone wearing like troll shoes or like. Yes. It looks like the Iron.
Who killed my sister?
It looks like the bottom half of the Iron Sheik. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Go to mastersandone.com. Donate to us. Team Blue Point, thanks so much for having us here in Movember. We're going to auction off some more art. Thank you. I'm Jay for Mike.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.